All right, good evening and welcome those who are here with us through BBS Radio online. Thank you, BBS, for making it possible to be worldwide live. And we have the conference phone lines open. We have a bunch of people here. We're pretty mellow tonight, aren't we?
Yeah. Yeah. That's a bad thing.
Happy New Year! Happy New Year!
Happy New Year.
Lucy likes popping corks.
What? Did I understand what? I don't understand. I don't speak English.
Happy New Year.
Welcome to the next caller. Being here, please say your name and location.
Morgan in California.
Hello, Morgan. Welcome to the call. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. Thank you.
Hi, Morgan.
All right.
Hi, everyone. I love
hey,
you all.
Hey, Morgan.
I love you all.
Happy New Year.
Oh,
happy New Year,
Morgan.
That's right. Happy New Year, yeah. Be well.
Thank
you. Are you cold out there in the desert?
Is what out in the desert?
Are you cold out there in the desert?
Yes, last night it went to like 29. So, yes.
Wow.
I can answer that. Because people out here don't have central heat, you know. So.
Uh-huh.
So we just have fireplaces that go out around midnight, and we just fleece blanket after that.
All right. Well, I hope you're warm. We had somebody else join in. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Terry in Nevada.
Hey, Terry. Welcome to the call.
Thank you.
Thank you for being here.
Thank you for being here.
All right.
Michael, did you ever give out your Facebook saying what city?
No advertising.
Wonderfully, New York.
Two more people joined in. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, Starmananda. How are you doing?
Doing well, Starmananda. How are you?
Good. Wynn didn't see an email out today. What's going on?
Yes,
I didn't know what time.
Yeah, he did. Half an hour ago.
Yep. You just been eliminated off the list. That's all. Don't get paranoid now.
People who just came in, if you want to, please say your name and location.
This is Marilyn.
John from Aspen, Colorado.
I hear somebody from Colorado. Who's that?
John from Aspen.
Yeah, hi, John. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you.
All right. And I heard a lady's voice as well.
Right.
The infamous Jerry Brown.
Welcome to the call. If you want to, please say your name and location.
Oh, that's good. There's an improvement.
Yeah.
Marilyn from
like a monk.
Julia in California.
Hi, Julia. Welcome to the call.
Thanks for singing to us.
Hi, Julia.
Hi.
Hey, Julia.
Hi.
Good to hear you.
Marilyn, too.
Hi, everybody.
Hey, sweetheart. How have you been?
I'm hanging in there. How about you?
I'm hanging better than you.
More than you,
oh,
probably.
Yes.
You know, if this was a room, if this was all in one big room, I would think alcohol would be involved.
Or something.
Of course, it's New Year's.
Happy
New Year.
I believe we had another line come in. I welcome you, and if you want to, please say your name and location.
Nancy in Michigan.
Oh, if you want to.
Nancy, welcome to the call.
Hello, Nancy.
Thanks so much, everybody.
Thank you so much for being here. I thank you all, also those who are joining in through BBS Radio. Thank you so much for being here. The more, the better.
Thank you for being here, Ives.
Thank you.
On BBS?
Yeah, that's right. Thank you, Ives.
All right. You're welcome.
Well, thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
And let's all thank our guests. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, this is Vaughn in North Hollywood.
Hello, Vaughn. Welcome to the call. Good evening.
Good evening, hi.
Vaughn.
And then welcome to the next caller. Thank you for being here. Please say your name and location.
This is Wynn.
Hello, Wynn. Welcome to the call.
It's Arizona.
With who?
I believe so, yes. I see her being
is
present.
Is this your first time?
Yeah, Wynn, is this your first time?
Are you a first-time caller, Wynn?
Are you
welcome our first-timers.
I'm a first-time caller, yes.
Okay. Welcome!
Glad you could join us. Happy New Year! Happy New Year!
I feel a little nervous being here.
You do? That's what makes you feel that way. We're all a bunch of crazy people.
we're all the crazy people.
Yeah.
You guys sound like you're drinking.
We're gonna pump you up, team. That's what we call ourselves. I want to pump you up.
Tonight we're all pumped up here. It's pretty lively here.
We kind of call it the welcoming committee, though.
Was somebody soliciting me?
Are you soliciting?
Are you soliciting?
Are you available?
Are you open for that?
Sedona Jim.
Hello, Wynn. It's Sedona Jim bidding you a wonderful good evening.
All right, Jim. Being here.
Jim, I think these women are soliciting me. And you know, Jim is on Plenty of Fish. And
that's why he came in when he did. He heard us soliciting you.
Right.
When if I ever solicited you, it would only be for money.
I wasn't talking about you.
Oh.
Happy New Year, sexy voice, Mr. Jim.
Oh, is that my Lucy?
Jim?
Yes, Wynn, yes. I'm right here.
Tonight the topic of the show is we're going to learn about all your failures on Plenty of Fish.
It'll take much more than an hour.
Don't feel bad, Jim. Mine's the same way. Don't feel bad.
Oh, my darling. We'll hook up. We'll hook up on Plenty of Fish, I'm sure.
That's right.
Just as long as you're an angel fish and not a barracuda.
Oh, I'm not a barracuda. I'm a rose.
How much does it cost to be on Plenty? Listen, for all of you that are listening right now, this is not really the show. This is all of the people that attend our show, and they let their hair down before the show starts. Okay.
Well, that's one. Plenty of Fish. Win. Plenty of Fish is a free service, absolutely free.
Exactly.
Really.
Except for what you pay.
You get what you pay for.
Are you taking
that? I was paying for another agency, and it was as bad as Plenty of Fish. So it's not what you pay.
Yeah, well, when the only thing is that they do have an upgrade that if you pay money, you'll be if you pay money, you can then meet twice as many people who won't do for you at all.
Right. But you know, Jim is such a romantic, unbelievable. I'm talking about you, Jim, but I'm not recording it. Okay?
I am.
Is that Dwayne? Oh, is that Dwayne?
Yes, it is, sir.
Oh my! There you are. Happy New Year, my friend.
Well, a special gift to you.
What is that?
A woman in a box.
I love you.
Oh.
Look out.
Dwayne, I thought you were going to buy me an upgrade on Plenty of Fish.
I've been meaning to talk to you about that particular habit.
Well,
Wynn and I could tell you about his promises.
I am going to mute everybody.
Oh, okay. Wait, don't mute it yet.
Oh.
Murgatroyd, we're just getting started.
Are you talking about my promises?
Hey, it's Chris in Memphis. Why you mute?
Hey, Chris.
Hey, what's up, Ice?
Okay, go ahead and hit it, Ice.
John, how you going?
Are we on BBS tonight?
Yep.
Yeah.
All right. All right, guys, they're all muted. Now we can start the recording, and I can act serious.
This conference is being recorded.
This is December 30th, 2013, and this is, I would say it's Wynn and Terry in Sedona, but we have a wild crowd on the line of people who are getting ready for New Year's, and I don't feel like it's Wynn and Terry. It's Wynn and Terry and the group. We'll call them the group. They're probably going to end up being a soul group after this realm goes through its stuff. But are you there, Terry? Let me just make sure. Hello, Terry. Are you muted? I don't hear you yet.
I'm here. Yes.
Were you muted?
Yeah, I was.
Now, I thought you graduated university. Are we still going through that?
I guess so. All
right.
It's a throwback.
All right. Well, hello to everyone on the internet who's listening. And I hope you are giggling. I couldn't figure out what I was going to do tonight. So I said, what we'll do is we'll have New Year's resolutions, and we'll share some of the sharings. You know, we started this thing called Share, and, you know, we have thousands of people that are paying attention to us to some degree or another. Some people are paying a lot, and some people are paying a little. And I feel like oftentimes some of the people who are paying a little attention don't understand what's really going on. And if you happen to be one of those people, you know, every time you listen to the call, if someone checks into a call and they listen to a call for the first time, most people will make a snap decision about, oh, this is a that, or this is this, or who are all those loonies on the call? In fact, Wynn sounds like a loony. Terry, I don't think Terry sounds like a loony, although she could be. Do you sound like a loony, Terry?
I doubt it.
No, you sound serious, right?
Yeah.
But, you know, Jesus said you must be as little children to get into the kingdom of heaven. And maybe being silly is partially being like little children, where we let our hair down. And we say things. The one thing I know is that there is no rules about all of this. If somebody thinks you can follow something or you can believe something, and that is going to solve your problems because you're following or believing in the right thing, in my opinion, it's not true. Each of us is a totally sovereign, unique part of God. And we can come together and we can be with each other and we can share things about ourselves. We can discuss our issues. We can tell jokes. But we all got to go back and be sovereign again, be ourselves. And this is like a support system for your sovereignty. Is that the way you say it? Sovereignness. And the more sovereign you are, the more you have the ability to share with others. Because you know you are established in yourself. You're confident in who you are. And when you share yourself with someone else, you have more strength because you know you have someone to come back to. It's always there. And you also are learning that, you know the idea of duality. It's hard to put this, because every time you say something, it's like true, it's not true. True, not true. The truth is that the more sovereign you are, the more ability you have to blend with other people, to share yourself, to share space with these group souls, to let them into your space. And you can't be taken over. Do you know, an interesting thing, and some of these stories are so good, it's worth telling them more than once, because people miss them. And even if they heard them the first time, they missed it, because it's deep. A few years ago, Terry and I were in Las Vegas, and we went to somebody's house for dinner. They invited us to dinner after we did an interview on a show there, and I was not relishing the idea of going to dinner, but she had already catered it. She didn't tell me she was doing it, so we went. Because I don't like being made a big fuss over and having to feel socially obligated to answer dumb questions. If I could have sent Dwayne to that dinner, I would have done it. But I went with Terry. And after dinner, the woman took us upstairs. She said she had this meditation room, and she wanted us to bless it with the Elohim. Now, at the time that we did this, I would say it was 5 years ago, and we were on the Steve Rother show. And Steve Rother is a channel. You can go look it up on YouTube, because they recorded it. They put it on video. Steve Rother, Rother. And I was originally supposed to be the focus of the interview. And they were looking at Terry in the audience, and she looked so good that they invited her up on stage. And I think she did well. But that was the first, I think that, was that the first time you had been public, Terry?
I don't know. There was a time in Santa Barbara.
I don't know if that was before that or after that. It was cool, but we didn't channel. She didn't channel. They were just talking to Terry. And, one of the problems that I had with Terry initially when we were channeling is that it happened a couple of times, at least once, where we were channeling, we did in a public way, and Terry was saying, like, wait a moment. Then there'd be this 3-minute pause, and then she'd come back and say something, and then she'd say, wait a moment. And then I talked to some of the people afterwards, and they said, oh, she's just trying to figure out what to say next. They didn't understand her process. And so I was afraid that we would discredit our work by focusing on Terry channeling, particularly publicly. You know, when she and I did channelings, and I just asked questions, it didn't matter if she said, wait a minute, because I would just transcribe them. And the Creator God book was a series of those questions. And, of course, that came out awesome. But nonetheless, the woman brought us upstairs to her meditation room, and she brought all her friends with her. And it turns out all her friends all were interdimensional portals of some sort or another. Someone was channeling Archangel Michael. Someone was channeling Chief Sitting Bull. And we were supposed to bless the room with Elohim energy. And they went around the room, and each person gave some kind of little statement regarding their source. And so the Indian guy took out some pole and was going, woo-hoo-hoo! And then Archangel Michael came in, and this person and that person. And then they all came to me, and they said, we're ready. We're ready for the Elohim. Let's have it. And so I looked, and I said, what am I going to do? Jeez. And I looked at Terry, and she looked like a deer with the headlights on him. And so I took out the Creator God book, and I know I had learned on our conference calls that if I read their words, their energy would come in. For the longest time when we did conference calls at the beginning, we never did live channelings. I only read things or did playbacks. And so I started reading from the Creator God book, and somebody interrupted and said, no, we want the real thing. We want the real thing. And then I looked at Terry, and I said, you sure they're not saying anything? And she said that there were too many energies in the room, and there was no room for them. That was their channeling. That was their message for the evening. And I started to understand something very profound as a result of that session. And that is, many of the people and the beings who are channeling, shall we say, beings, entities, consciousnesses from lower levels, many of them do not welcome something from a higher level, surprisingly enough. They don't welcome it. And they don't welcome it.
I don't think they can sense it.
They can't even sense it, right?
Yeah.
Well, but what it is they're attached to the energy of what they're connecting to below them. They are not going or have tapped into what's above them, okay? They've only tapped into what's below them. And so they have one-track minds. They just want to connect with those. This goes for ascended masters. It might go for Archangel Michael. I don't know. Maybe, who knows? There's a lot of Archangel Michaels, and maybe they're not all the same Archangel Michael. Who knows? I don't know. You know, it's like this is where you cannot give up your power to channeling, because who knows if whoever's saying is who they are is who they are. And, I mean, even when it took me 3 years to say, I think the Elohim are who they say they are, and mainly because they were so consistent and they were so non-controlling, and that there was phenomena that occurred around it, and they didn't care about the credit, okay? And they still don't, if you paid attention. You know, they have no attachment to credit. And so oftentimes on share, people have been positively influenced by lower level entities. And, you know, I hate to use even the language to say lower level entities, because I'm a lower level entity. Terry's a lower level entity. We're here in 3D. And then there's all these beings that identify themselves as ascended masters or archangels or whatever name you choose. And that the only way that I identify these group soul energies is because they've proven to me they have the ability to shower us with loving energy. And an individual entity that's, and they may have value, they may have wisdom, they may be an old soul, that has you know, retained a huge amount of wisdom from all their lifetimes. And that is valid. That is very valid. And if you are touched by that, it's valid. And it's valid for you because if somebody says something wise and you apply it to your life, then it works. It was important. But these group souls, they say wise things, but there's this very unique ability that they demonstrate over and over in our group of being able to project energy from where they are to where we are individually, to each of you, no matter where you are in the country. And if you're listening and you haven't had this experience, then keep hanging in there, because I can only say it sure looks real to me. I doubted it at first. I said, this can't be real. I must be missing something. And over and over again, it became validated, not only from all the emails I got from people who were saying they felt it, that their hearts opened up, things had shifted for them, something shifted while they were on the call. And not only from that, but then there were these pictures, photos, and probably the first photo that blew my mind, I don't think I put this out ever. I don't think I sent it to you guys. But Terry and I were in a, taking a picture. She was taking a picture of me for a publicity shot. And somebody wanted me to take my glasses off. And Terry took the picture. And I looked at the picture and I said, no, I don't like it. I don't look good. Let's toss it. And then I said, why don't we call in the light and we'll take another picture. And we took another picture. I looked at it again. I still don't like the way I look. My expression, I still was tense in myself. So about a month later, I looked at the two pictures. And one, the picture where we called in the light, my chest was covered in this pinkish glow. And I then did a session. I asked them about that, and they said, well, our colors pink. That was us. Okay. And there's been other pictures, some of you may have seen them, where I'm just surrounded with pink. Then there's a guy that sent me an email who was on listening to our calls and said he had a real player on his computer. And during the course of the call, his real player changed to pink. He sent me the screenshot of that. And so, you know, this is the kind of reinforcement affirmation that we keep getting. And I have not heard of other entities who channel, who come through people, who have been able to create this kind of phenomena. And I don't think it can be created by an individual entity. I think it has to be created by a group. I might be wrong, but to have this ability to feel energy wherever you are on our planet, because you show up on our call, is pretty darn amazing. And, you know, I said we were going to go through New Year's resolutions. And I think we'll do that a little bit. I have this ongoing resolution, and it is, how do I make all this work? But I've come to the point where I know this is a really rare thing to be doing in this realm. And how do I make it reach 1 million people or 10 million people? And, you know, my resolution is this year I'm going to do that. I'm going to find a way. One of the things has been that I haven't had the time. I mean, some of you don't realize how much work we put into all of this. And particularly because we give so much away for free. And every time we do something, people send me emails, and I do my best. I don't always do it, but I do my best to respond. They send Terry emails, and our website needs upgrading, and I'm the one that has to do it. Message a Day needs editing, and I'm the one that has to do it. And on top of all this, we started a business that's flourishing to pay the bills, and that takes constant attention. And, recently we started, and I think this might work out, there's a gentleman that's come up from our group who has management experience, and he's starting to learn some of the things we're doing. And he's willing to do whatever it takes to give us some more freedom, because that's really the missing link. I have ideas about how to create things and how to reach more people, and also give you all of you, more support, which is in the making. I know that many of you are struggling on one level or another, and maybe I can find ways to ease your struggling. Other ways to make money, other ways to improve your health. I do know things, and maybe start having little subgroups and support groups and mastermind groups that other people help facilitate, so that all of you have the opportunity to reach your greatest potential. Because it is easy to get stuck in this realm. Believe me, this lifetime I've been stuck, so I know it. It's like, how do I get out of this? I keep recycling. There's no path out. And there is a path out. But no one was presenting it to me. No one was helping me. I was feeling isolated, alone, and banging my head against the wall. And group energy can help support you in your own intentions. That's why Team Shift exists. Team Shift is one of our subgroups where teamshift.intelligent-infinity.com. Just go fill that out and get in a group. And, one of the things is, when people come together and they're talking to each other, don't worry about impressing anybody or what people think of you. And also, don't be obnoxious. Hang in. If you're the new person in a group, hang in there and just wait until you're moved to speak. Don't jump in and tell everybody all about you and try to get attention. In the meantime, underneath, you're really in trouble and you're just trying to create a good impression so people like you. That screws it up, because you have to be how you are to shift. If you're trying to look like more than you are, you don't shift, okay? So, you have anything you want to say about all that, Terry?
Yeah, well,
I think you're...
I'm muted, yeah.
I hear you. Now I don't hear you, Terry. Are you there? Are you talking? Hello, Terry. You've disappeared. Where are you? All right. Sometimes I have to look in the next room to make sure she's still in the physical. Let me start off, and I will read some of the share things. We're going to send these out on an email, but I just thought this is a great thing because it allows people, you, to express yourself. And it's not a prayer list. It's an expression list. And, just, you know, today everybody is sending emails out, look at these pictures, look at this, go to this website. This is your chance to do this and have it be whatever you want to share, be shared and be out there. That way we get to know each other. For example, Robin Sanders, who lives in San Diego, and she's one of the people that helps us send emails out as a volunteer. She says, I embrace duality, and duality disappears. That was in quotes. And then she says, be the light, and others will find their way. God got us, loves us so unconditionally that he, she allows us to believe he, she doesn't. That's an interesting one. We have to discover that we're loved. And then Jet Shoot. Jet Shoot is in the Netherlands. And I remember when she came in, and we haven't heard from her for a while. It seems to me that she is a singer. And she's a very attractive Scandinavian, I think. I can't remember, though. Jet Shoot says, in this message, I put all my love and appreciation for the team that shares their love and their knowledge and wisdom with me. And thanks to every participant for making us all part of the one. Thank you, Jet. Now I have a mysterious one here. This is from Pete in Connecticut. Now, it seems like maybe there was a picture attached to this, but I couldn't see the picture. Just some words, and he says, Strasbourg at Christmas. Strasbourg sounds like a city, but there was no picture of the city. Okay. And now we have... Now, Rick Vornbrook sent the song, and we'll be sending that out. And Laura Kalish in Tombstone, Arizona. Lori. Hi, Lori. Tombstone. Tombstone is a kind of interesting name for a town. It makes me think of all the cowboy movies in the 50s. And Lori says, the work that Wynn and Terry do, it's world-changing. Thank you so much. My motto is live, love, and laugh often. Always forgive everyone. Love and light, Lori. And what else do we have here? This is from Patsy in Jefferson, Georgia. Patsy Kimbrough. Hi, Patsy. This affirmation is from Emily Caddy. I am spirit, perfect, holy, harmonious. Nothing can hurt me or make me sick or afraid, because spirit is God, and God cannot be hurt, sick, or afraid. I manifest my real self through this body now. I was really worked over something at the time I got this. I said it about a bazillion times, and by the end of the week, I could not have cared less about it and have worried about nothing much since then. I am spirit, perfect, holy, harmonious. Nothing can hurt me or make me sick or afraid, because spirit is God, and God cannot be hurt or sick or afraid. I manifest my real self through this body now. Okay? And Carl Moore in Berkeley. Hi, Carl. Berkeley is one of my favorite places because I went to school there, and I loved Berkeley. And I thought when I was there that I would retire there. It was so great, okay? But Carl says, what a brilliant idea. Keep sharing. And okay, what else? I'm just reading a few. We're going to send them all out. We're going to send them all out. With many of you sent YouTubes. We're sending them out, and Todd is helping me edit them so they're in a nice format. And probably before New Year's and New Year's Day, we will have them out on emails. And if you guys want to submit something, there's a little form, and you can get to the form at share.intelligent-infinity.com. That is the form that lets you look at all these things. If you want to look at all the submissions, you'll go to a spreadsheet with all the submissions. The way to submit is share/submit, one word, .intelligent-infinity.com. Share/submit, and that will go to the form. And you know, some of you might have things you do, that you do counseling or you do some way to benefit other people. As long as you put something uplifting in there, it's okay to mention that, but just don't make it an advertisement, because that will take away the meaning. Okay. On that note, let's see if I open up the mics, if I can get people serious enough to share something. It might be their New Year's resolution. Now, you know, a New Year's resolution at its best is really an intention that has to be backed up by a certain amount of action. I don't know. Let me see here. Did you read some of the quotes today? There's some great quotes. Let me see if I have this. I don't even know these people, but Neil Gaiman said, I hope in this year to come you make mistakes. Because if you are making mistakes, then you are making new things, trying new things, learning, living, pushing yourself, changing your world. You're doing things you've never done before, and more importantly, you're doing something. That's a good one. And here's another one. This is from Goethe. Whatever you can do or dream, you can. Begin it. Boldness has genius, magic, and power in it. Dwayne would like to tell me that one. Well, Dwayne, I just told it to myself on your behalf. Thank you. And Ellen Goodman, who I never heard of, said, maybe this year we ought to walk through the rooms of our lives, not looking for flaws, but looking for potential. Now, we're going to open up the mics. You can call BBS. If you're going to say something, and I don't care if you do or not, but if you are, I want you to put your heart into it so that you actually make it happen. I want you to put your intent really high. So you don't just say it, forget it, but you say it and you mean it. So let me see. I'll probably have too much noise if I unmute everybody, but let me unmute everybody first. Does someone have something they'd like to share? Hello out there.
Hello.
Okay, I heard somebody say hello. I'll tell you what, I'm going to put you back on mute. And do a star six, okay? It's more comfortable, I think, if you're talking and there's not all that background noise. So, anyone want to share? Star six. Uh-oh.
When this is Marilyn in Pennsylvania, I don't want to get off topic, but I've heard you mention Steve Rother two times now, and I'm glad to hear what you told me was your experience. I'm not going to get into anything long. I just want to say I know him very well. I had a not good experience with him, and he gave me advice that took me to a very dark place, which was actually life-threatening. So I think for other people that are listening, and I know you don't know him that well, I'm just saying that for other people that might have want to look up his website and get some kind of involvement with him, my advice is to be careful.
Okay. And my advice is to be careful with everything in regards to channeling.
Exactly.
I think that many people, one of the things that's unusual in what we're doing is, and I grew into this, it wasn't obvious at first, but I grew into it, that is, we share with our sources, just like friends that come in, and I don't have to defer my own individuality because I'm an emissary for the Elohim or the Ra groups. And in fact, what it seems to be is the more individual I am, the more human we are, the more comfortable they are. Because so often people surrender to the wisdom of the sources, and that leaves an opening for compromised information. But I haven't studied Steve Rother. I heard a couple of his channelings, and I thought they were inspiring, and he was very respectful when he had us on his show. And in fact, usually people who channel don't have other channels that they introduce as guests, but he was comfortable doing it, and he liked us and gave us a good thing. So everyone should make their own conclusions with that. But thank you for sharing your experience, Marilyn.
Yes, he does channeling, but he also does private sessions with people. And when he does the private sessions, unfortunately, his ego becomes involved. And that's where there's some... Anyway, that's just... I just wanted to say that because I happen to... Yeah, he's not at the level that you are, and your group is, for sure.
So, tell me, Marilyn, what is your New Year's resolution? Do you have anything that you're going to say, is what I'm going to go through this year?
Well, my New Year's resolution is that, we get closer to world peace and that people become more loving and feel a connection to one another and people wake up and when a world becomes a better place that we...
How are you going to make that happen?
I don't know that. I can't personally make... I'm going to... I'm just one small part of it, but I hope that more people somehow will have a big consciousness shift.
So that's kind of a prayer, right?
Oh, okay.
Prayer that it comes together. So the resolution is like, I'm going to go out and talk to strangers, okay? Or something like that. Whatever. But that's okay. A New Year's prayer is good. Anyone else? Star 6. Who wants to say something? Notice how shy the group is.
Hello. Terry.
Hi there. Who is that?
Terry in Nevada.
Oh, hi, Terry. Terry Marie, right?
Yes. So,
How's your dog?
She's in another place now.
She's deceased. Okay, yeah. I'm sorry to hear that. Okay.
Around. She's still around.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Yes, I'm going to try, I'm going to start working on getting people together and starting with a few friends that I have, just to get together and meditate, see what we can do to raise our vibrations and raise our consciousness, and just if we can make some good things happen. And
good.
So I'm going to start working on that.
You know, if you feel like it, have them come over on a Sunday morning and put our Sunday call on a speaker.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And
well,
I try to keep them non-denominational, because then when people feel the energy on that call, if they get together, they have a reference point of the energy. But maybe you can bring it in. You can bring it in. But take the responsibility to bring it in. Don't let, you have to be a little bit of a leader and have the faith that if you bring in that energy, it will show up. That's one of the things I had to learn. You know, I don't do this. I show up, and I have learned that if I show up and I intend for them to show up, they show up. And allow yourself to...
You did.
You don't... I just got muted. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
That's okay. Somebody muted me. Okay, but thank you for sharing, Terry. And I support that. And that's a wonderful idea.
Thank you. And okay, see what happens.
Anyone else?
Hi, Wynn.
Yeah.
Wynn?
Can you hear me? I think I'm muted.
No, you're Ben Darmananda. That's you. You're open. Hold on. You're muted right now. Yeah, you're unmuted.
Hello, Will.
Darmananda,
hey,
go
what?
Ahead.
Hey, yeah, I've got a resolution. I resolve to my highest vibrational frequency level when I'm out in public, so that people will, you know, be able to feel the light energy, and possibly, hopefully, it'll help them, you know, vibrate to a higher level, so their hearts will be more open too. And just, you know, to help heal people's hearts.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
You've already done that, right?
Yeah, that's what I've been doing.
Yeah, Darmananda goes out and does public healing sessions with strangers, right?
Yeah, I haven't done much recently because I've been in a lot of pain myself.
Mm-hmm. Well, maybe we should call you up and do a healing session.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, I wanted to make a comment to you about the email you sent me, because it was quite profound, but not in the way you think, okay? Do you mind talking to me about it?
No, I don't mind.
Can I share it?
Yeah.
You know, I don't know how extensively you've listened to our calls, but there are certain topics that I have brought up. They're in the archives, and they're very interesting. And, of course, everyone has to draw their own conclusions about this. But I did a lot of studying and cross-referencing of stuff to come up with my points of view. One of them, there's a couple of calls in the archives called The Old Testament Revisited. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Did you hear those calls?
No, I didn't.
You should look them up, because there is a lot of evidence. It's evidence. It's not just hearsay. There's two people in particular that did a lot of research, which I'm not going to go into because I did it on those calls. One of them was Michael Tellinger. The other one was Zachariah Sitchin. And they presented a pretty convincing, not together, but separately, a pretty convincing set of data that was indicating that humans were a product of aliens that landed on this planet in South Africa, and that humans were actually hybrids between the alien genes and apes. Are you familiar with that? It's been on George Norrie, right, a number of times. Right, right. And that the gods of the Old Testament, these aliens who were called Anunnaki, let me see what the time is here. These aliens who were called Anunnaki were actually vying, competing with each other for godship amongst the humans they created, because the humans were proliferating rapidly. And the theory was that the gods of the Old Testament, like Yahweh, who was a god of fear and jealousy and sacrifices, was not really God, but an alien who was trying to control the humans. And that Sodom and Gomorrah was another one of these aliens who dropped a nuke on a city to get the humans under their control. And then I had another talk on Revelations. And, you know, Revelations was not directly from Jesus. It came from somebody after Jesus. I think it was John, who was hearing voices in his head, i.e. he was channeling. And that Revelations is very much fear-producing. There's many things in Revelations that don't sound like Jesus to me, and they do sound like the Anunnaki of the Old Testament. And the three quotes you sent me were very much sounding like they were the Anunnaki gods, and not the Elohim, not the Ra group, not all that is. You know, I have them in front of me right now, and if you look at them, they sound like they're talking about power. Now, even Jesus didn't want power. You know, in Carla Ruckert's Ra sessions, they talked about Judas, and that Judas's intention, according to the Ra group, was not to betray Jesus. It was to put him in a position where he would become king of the world, and that he would change the world, and that he would perform some miracle, and he wouldn't be crucified. And that's why he did what he did. But Jesus had no interest in being king over this world. And yet these quotes talk about the power. I'm going to read the quotes, and we're almost finishing now. Then the holy people who, this is from the Old Testament, Daniel. Then the holy people who belong to the Most High God will have the power to rule. They will rule over all the kingdoms under heaven with power and greatness, and their power to rule will last forever. People from all other kingdoms will respect and serve them. And then the other one, but the holy people who belong to the Most High God will receive the power to rule, and this is pretty close, and have the power to rule forever from now on. And then from Revelations, and he that overcometh and keepeth my works unto the end, to him will I give power over the nations, and he shall rule them. And I don't think God wants to rule us. God wants us to be co-creators with him, or the higher sources, and that we have the ability in a co-creative mode to wake up other people. Ruling people doesn't wake them up. It turns them into slaves. It turns them into obedience. And I just wanted to share that. You know, you can take that or leave it, but you ought to go to the archives, spiritchannel.net, and look up Revelations and look up the Old Testament Revisited and listen to the case I made, because you might be right and maybe I'm wrong, but that was my perspective. And, you know, one of the things that I came up with, and again, this is controversial, is that the Ra group was very much tied in with Jesus, and that they created an energetic bridge to the higher dimensions which became known as the Trinity in religious terms. And, you know, even Carla Ruckert, I presented her that idea. You know, she's a Christian, and she was going to church, and she uses Jesus as her, to help her in her connection to spirit. And I don't think she ever considered this idea that the Ra group was connected to Jesus. And, you know, they never say it. They never say it in the Carla Ruckert material. They said it through David Wilcock, more or less, in one time. They said, "We came to you in Christianity, but we don't often speak in those terms anymore because of the way religion screwed it up." And, I mean, otherwise, it would be a mistake for them to say it because it would cause people to give up their power to them for the wrong reason. And they constantly say that's not what they want. They want to, it's such a subtle thing to co-create with the energies of the higher realms and to give up your power to the higher realms. And my feeling is that whole idea of giving up your power or God's will, I mean, I don't think God wants us to be slaves, which means if we were deferring to God's will, we would have to become slaves. Each of us has a totally unique expression, and the ability to tune into that expression and connect it with the higher realms and express the vibrations of the higher realms, and then they co-create with us. But they just want us to love each other. And that's my take, in any case. So
6:57.
Yeah, we've got to go. And okay. We got one more minute. And just before we go, I just want to put the prayer out to our sources. Just all interventions in stopping any nuclear explosion from going off on this planet for the highest good. We'd like their help and support in making sure that happens.